Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
WWE and AEW tapings are in serious danger this morning. Plus, WWE addresses Roman Reigns missing Mania and the Tiger King on commentary. For Thursday, April the 2nd, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Given the unique situation in Florida, I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home to only those necessary to obtain or provide essential services or conduct essential activities.
Again, this is a statewide order that impacts all Floridians with a few exceptions, and that is for essential services like health care.
WWE and AEW tapings as of this morning are in serious danger. It comes as a result of what you just heard there. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced a stay-at-home order for the entire state of Florida, which is effective from now until the end of the month. So it means that businesses will get back to normal, or at least start to get back to normal, in May. Here's the problem. WWE has content recorded to take them through till April the 8th. There was the hope that by the 9th or the 10th, they could get back into the Performance Center to record a few more weeks of stuff, episodes of SmackDown and Raw and NXT. But now, as a result of this ruling from the governor of Florida, that is not going to be the case. Now, WWE has not yet issued an announcement on how it's going to handle this stay-at-home order for Florida, or how and what they're going to do to film upcoming shows. We know that the post-WrestleMania editions of Raw and NXT have already been recorded, and they're in the proverbial can. SmackDown, not so much. They were holding off, again, to see whether or not the dust would have settled a bit and they would have got back into the Performance Center post-Mania, but now that is not happening. So as it stands, there's not going to be a SmackDown after WrestleMania. As it stands. As I say, WWE have not issued a statement about this yet. Also, AEW have had to make some drastic changes to their schedule. They have opted to move Dynamite and Dark tapings to an undisclosed location. So they've been doing it up until recently from Daly's Place in Jacksonville, Florida. And that looked like it was going to be the case for the foreseeable. However, this order came through from the Florida governor, which means no businesses, unless they're essential businesses, are to be running. So Daly's Place is no longer an option. We had mentioned on the podcast last week that we were aware that AEW did have a backup location in mind, because they had an inkling that this order would come through. And we took a glimpse of that undisclosed location last night. It looked all right, didn't it? Did the job. It looks as if that will be where Dynamite and Dark emanate from for the next few weeks, at least until they can get back into Daly's Place in Jacksonville at the end of the month, providing that the state that this undisclosed location is in doesn't put a complete closure order on there as well. We'll keep an eye on that. So after this story broke, WrestleVotes tweeted out something rather interesting. It said, rumors around the PC last week were, if the state of Florida issued a stay-home order, which has happened, WWE would reconsider taking a break post-WrestleMania. The Raw after is shot, but I've been told that if they are pausing for a while, some of that footage won't be aired. This is to be determined at this point. So if WWE do decide to take a off-season for the WWE post-WrestleMania, they have enough archive footage to keep them going for a very, very long time. If they want to keep TV programs running, they could put on best ofs and make documentaries until all of this is blown over. I know, however, that they are keen to continue the show if they can, even in this unusual circumstance of empty venues. Now, their operations are based in Stamford and Orlando, as we know. If they wanted to continue doing new, fresh programming, you have to believe that a company the size of WWE could call in some favors with places in other with buildings and properties and arenas and training centers in other parts of America where they could operate out of instead. We'll wait and see what happens there. For the first time, WWE have acknowledged that Roman Reigns will not be a part of WrestleMania. Now, they haven't done this on their TV shows. That's still very much being advertised as Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. But Triple H was talking to Ariel Helwani on ESPN's MMA YouTube channel about WWE's response to the pandemic, as well as their response to running WrestleMania this weekend and the aforementioned Roman Reigns situation. With regards to that, Triple H said, "I don't want to give away the ending of the movie before the movie takes place. So everybody has to watch and see how it unfolds, as it will play out in a unique way and it will be meaningful." So Triple H is saying that we just got to watch the story. It smacks a touch of bait and switch a little bit, because you're still telling people to technically pay $60 to watch Roman Reigns compete when you know full well that he won't be competing. We'll have to see how this plays out. I'm sure they have something in mind to address this in a way that isn't going to cause ructions afterwards, one would hope. Triple H also told Ariel that he had been advising Vince McMahon to leave some things up just in case things go bad. Let me explain using the quote from Triple H. He said, "I think like everybody was sort of going through minute by minute of what was happening. It's amazing how quickly all of this happened. On Wednesday the 11th, we were doing an event at the Performance Center in Orlando that actually had fans. I'd mentioned to Vince the day before, maybe we should leave some of this stuff up just in case. It seems like things are going in a weird direction very quickly. Within a 24-hour period after that, everything was shutting down. So we're playing it by ear right now."
"I would like to take a few moments of your time and welcome you in. My name is Mr. Brody Lee, and I am the Exalted One of the Dark Order. And we, as a whole, understand that during these trying, unprecedented, anxious times, how you feel. I once was lost. I once was downtrodden. And I once was beaten down. But now I stand before you as the Exalted One. So I want you to now stand next to me."
"Yes, thank you, Mr. Lee. Thank you. It's an honor."
"It's Mr. Brody."
"Yes, sir, Exalted One."
"It's Mr. Brody, tell the people what I told you to say."
"We are one."
"It is we are one." "Please sit down."
"Is there something going on at home that you want to tell me about?"
"Sir."
"Is there a reason you're tired? Is there a reason you're exhausted?"
"Nothing in the world is open. There is no reason for you to yawn in my presence. Do you understand what tiredness shows to people? It shows weakness. Are you weak? Right now you look weak to me. I can't have that within these doors. Do you understand? Don't you ever yawn in my presence again. Go."
A AEW rubbed up some people in Stamford, Connecticut the wrong way last week when the Exalted One was seen eating steak, admonishing people for eating before he'd finished eating, and throwing somebody out of a room for sneezing. It all smacked of an impression of one Vincent Kennedy McMahon, and it did cause a little bit of ructions. However, they have decided to continue regardless. It was last night on AEW that Brody Lee continued to mock Vince McMahon. In a McMahon-style suit, he forced his minions to call him Mr. Brody, and when they didn't, he got incredibly mad at them. A follower yawned during their meeting, which got Lee's attention, and he just drilled into this minion for yawning, saying that yawning is a sign of weakness, and he says, "Don't ever yawn in my presence again." This is another Vinceism come to life on AEW, because Vince McMahon hates yawning. It's exactly for the reasons that Brody goes into there. It's a sign of weakness. He hates people yawning, does Vince. Next week, I do believe we are going to have Brody Lee receive a burrito and not know what it is and call it a meat wrap. You wait and see. That's another great Vince story. I don't know how I feel still. I think this is my one bone of contention. I don't know how I feel about Brody Lee just being a parody of Vince McMahon. I thought the Exalted One might offer a little bit more than that, but we'll wait and see how this pans out, won't we? Staying with AEW, the complete brackets are now out there for the TNT Championship Tournament. We found out yesterday that the first half of the brackets feature Cody, Sean Spears, Darby Allin, and Sammy Guevara in some what will no doubt be belters of matches. Then, on Dynamite last night, we found out the other half of the brackets, which include Dustin Rhodes, Kip Sabian, Lance Archer, and Colt Cabana. Very eclectic bunch for this championship tournament. Some legend type names in there, some brand new people in there, a few outside picks as well. This could very well be the tournament that belongs to either Darby Allin or Lance Archer. In fact, I'm going to put my money on Lance Archer and Darby Allin being in the final. Also last night on Dynamite, we had the announcement that Jake Hager will challenge Jon Moxley for the AEW Championship in an empty arena match. This is going to happen on the 15th of April edition of Dynamite. There's been a few back and forth between these two for a couple of weeks. This is the match that JR revealed had been recorded, and apparently, according to JR, was an amazing match. So we actually get to see it on the 15th of April. Loads of other stuff went down on Dynamite last night, and it is the job of my colleague, Jack the Jobber, to tell you all about it. AEW graded with Jack a little bit later on today. And Ross Tweddle will be here as well with all of your AEWTF moments. WrestleMania is going to be quite the heavily edited affair, according to Brian Alvarez from the Wrestling Observer. On the radio show just the other day, he said they're going to have a lot of time on their hands, 10 days worth to edit WrestleMania, for better or worse. That gimmick that you saw with King Corbin, where Corbin whacked Elias and there was a shot of him falling from a great height and then the crash and then a shot from the other angle looking down at him, that's going to be some of the stuff at WrestleMania. It's going to be a very unique wrestling show to watch, what with them having almost a fortnight to actually put it together and bring it to life. And there's going to be a real movie-type element to WrestleMania this year. As Brian said, for better or for worse, this will either be one of your favourite wrestling shows you've ever seen, or it will be the worst wrestling show you've ever seen. I think they're gonna choose one camp and they're just gonna go for it. I think they're gonna make it look like a fully fledged movie experience. And you know what? I'm here for it. I am. Wrestling's always more fun when it's nonsense. I'm here for it. With any luck, they would have learned a valuable lesson from NXT last night ahead of WrestleMania, and that is be careful when you publish your galleries. This comes from Ryan Satin on Twitter, who said, WWE spoiled the results of Keith Lee, Dijakovic and Priest's match, which was the main event of NXT last night, during the show by linking to a gallery that hadn't been published yet, which showed Keith Lee standing victorious at the end. Ryan says, I didn't want to post this before the match and get people upset at me for spoiling it too. So a bit of a schoolboy or schoolgirl error from the WWE IT guys, it seems. It's good that they're getting these bugs out of the system ahead of WrestleMania. I hope this doesn't happen on WrestleMania night, for their sake more than anything. Also last night on NXT, Jake Atlas made his debut on NXT TV. As you may recall, Atlas signed with WWE back in January, along with Mercedes Martinez and a few other people joining up at the Performance Center. He's wrestled a few NXT live events so far as Jake. He's been a part of Evolve as well. But previously, you'll know him for Game Changer Wrestling, PCW, Bar Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. He was a well-touted indie wrestler, a real standout on the indie. Independence, and it was good to see him in action last night against Dexter Lumis. I know that WWE have a lot of plans for Dexter Lumis, as he was the guy that won their match last night, but Jake Atlas had himself a really strong showing in the process as well. We'll talk about that a little bit more on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on. It's me and you with NXT Graded on the channel later on today. And love to AEW's own Hangman Page. He released his brand new t-shirt just a few hours ago. It's got cowboy shit written on it. And it's cool. It's simple. I love it. But Page put out a tweet saying, I was honestly really excited about this shirt, but I feel like an asshole asking you to buy something right now. So at the risk of sounding like I'm fishing for goodwill, I know I'll be donating the royalties to United Way GSO Virus Fund Relief. Virus Relief Fund, rather. So Hangman Page will be donating the money from these t-shirts to a very worthy cause, a very needed cause right now. So big love to Hangman Page for being a proper classy bloke. Classy bloke that likes a nice drink.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Joe Exotic and this is Sarge.
He was like a mythical character living out in the middle of bumfuck Oklahoma who owned 1,200 tigers and lions and bears and shit.
Come here, love me.
Matt-spoken, good-looking, love to party and have fun.
I don't think we're done blowing shit up today.
I don't figure you are.
They have a heart and a soul and a mind. I've learned from them. But Carol Baskin keeps saying, I can't have these tigers.
If he ever had an enemy in his life, it was Carol Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Carol is the Mother Teresa of cats.
We will end the private possession of these cats.
This is my way of living, and nobody's going to tell me any otherwise.
And finally, have you seen Tiger King? What do you mean you haven't? You need to get on that immediately. Tiger King is the only other thing outside of the pandemic that I feel like the free world is talking about at the moment. So it makes sense that we bring it up here because, as discovered by going through Joe Exotic TV, Joe Exotic is a bit of a wrestling fan. Not just a wrestling fan. It turns out that Joe Exotic has turned his hand to commentary for an NWA affiliate company. This is not an April Fool's, by the way. That was yesterday when I did that thing at the end of the podcast. This isn't an April Fool's. This is 100% legitimate. In fact, here's a clip of Joe Exotic on wrestling commentary.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to NWA Texoma Wrestling here on live on JoeExotic.tv, YouTube, and we'll have Facebook up here shortly. And with me tonight, Rob is gone, so Sarge is sitting next to me over here. We're going to tear this place apart tonight.
I believe we are, Joe. Glad to be here with you tonight. Thank you for having me.
It's awesome.
And how goes that campaign? I know you're running for president.
You know, I've got 31 ballots secure so far, and we're working on the other ones.
Outstanding.
And I believe we're going to make some attention. We're going to have some
attention. You got the sergeant's vote, brother.
Hey, buddy, thank you very much. Hey, they've got the fifth match tonight is a street fight, and they are anticipating it to be so good. They got an ambulance parked outside tonight.
They asked for two.
Two ambulances.
Two ambulance guys, right? They brought one ambulance, but they brought four paramedics.
Four paramedics.
They're anticipating bloodshed, my friend. They're anticipating bloodshed.
I just hope we don't get stuck in the middle of it.
Joe Exotic didn't spend very long doing commentary for NWA. I personally think it's Carol Baskin's fault. Just saying. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Thursday. Check out the YouTube channel later on today for NXT graded, AEW graded, your AEW TF moments from Ross, all the weird and wonderful things that happened on AEW Dynamite last night, covered by Ross Tweddle. Also, a brand new tier list. Sam Driver and Gary YouTube are going through the greatest WrestleMania stages and ranking them from the top to the bottom. And there's bound to be some discussion in your household as to which ones they got right and they got wrong. You can watch that on the YouTube channel right now. Also, on the podcast feed right now, you can check out Chris Van Vliet, the wrestling interviewer, as he takes a trip to Cultaholic Island for a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. That is on the podcast feed right now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
'Cause I saw Tiger, now I understand. I saw Tiger, Tiger saw man. Ooh, I saw Tiger. I saw a tiger, the tiger saw me.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.